This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Federal records show that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has obligated over $91 million to a single Virginia nonprofit to develop the vehicle impairment detection technology Congress has ordered every new car to carry. The recipient is the Automotive Coalition for Traffic Safety, whose members are the same 15 automakers that will be required by the rule to install the technology. Federal spending records show that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has obligated $91,687,500 to one recipient for research into the vehicle impairment detection technology at the center of the so-called kill switch debate. That recipient is the Automotive Coalition for Traffic Safety, a 501c3 nonprofit in Leesburg, Virginia, whose members are 15 automakers. The same companies that fund the nonprofit will be required by federal rule to install the technology it is developing. On the two cooperative agreements, public data from usaspending.gov shows the money flowing through two back-to-back NHTSA cooperative agreements with the coalition, known as ACTS. The first award, contract DTNH 2213H00433, obligated $46,687,500 between March 2014 and September 2023 for advanced alcohol detection technology. Its successor, award 693JJ9235015, obligated another $45 million in February 2023 and runs through February 2028 under the description Cooperative Agreement for Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety Program. Together, the two awards total $91,687,500 across 22 transactions. The coalition, headquartered at 900 Sicklin Road Southeast in Leesburg, administers the work under the banner of the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety Program, better known as DATIS. A 2013 Department of Transportation announcement renewing the cooperative agreement describes ACTS as comprised of 15 automakers. On what Section 24.2.20 actually says, the statute the money is associated with contains no funding language at all. Section 24.220 of Public Law 117-58, the 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, is a pure rulemaking mandate. It directs the Secretary of Transportation, acting through NHTSA, to issue a final rule prescribing a federal motor vehicle safety standard that requires new passenger vehicles to be equipped with advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology. Congress defined that technology as a system that can passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired and prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if an impairment is detected. The statutory deadline was 3 years from enactment, November 15, 2024. DATIS itself long predates the statute. NHTSA began the program in 2008 under a cooperative agreement authorized by prior highway legislation, 13 years before the infrastructure law was signed. NHTSA missed the deadline. The November 2024 deadline came and went with no final rule. In its December 2024 rulemaking status report to Congress, NHTSA told lawmakers only that NHTSA has an ongoing rulemaking and that the agency is reviewing the more than 18,000 comments received to the docket and continuing extensive research of available technologies that can meet the requirements of the Motor Vehicle Safety Act. The only action on the record remains an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, published January 5, 2024, at 89 Federal Register 830. No notice of proposed rulemaking has followed. In that same notice, NHTSA acknowledged that after more than a decade of federally funded research, the hardware still does not meet the statutory test. The agency wrote that the current DATIS breath sensor requires directed puff of breath toward the sensor and would therefore not be considered passive under BIL. NHTSA separately told Congress that the technology has not yet been implemented on production vehicles offered for sale to the public. Subsection E of Section 24.220 allows the agency to claim an extension of up to 3 additional years, pushing the backstop to November 15, 2027. On the Massey defund vote, the political fight is not theoretical. On January 22, 2026, Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky offered House Amendment 155 to House Bill 7148, an amendment that would have barred the use of any funds in the appropriations bill to implement Section 24220, including any requirements enabling or supporting vehicle kill switch technology. The amendment failed on the House floor. It was Representative Massie's second attempt. His first, House Amendment 641 to House Bill 4820, also failed on November 7, 2023, on a recorded vote of 201 to 229, according to the House Clerk's roll call records. The January 2026 vote means the current House majority has now twice declined to pull implementation funding, even as the statutory deadline has lapsed and NHTSA has conceded the technology is not ready. On the Kim Monson Show segment, automotive journalist Lauren Fix of Car Coach Reports raised the issue on the April 15, 2026 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, pressing the follow the money angle. The money flows through NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, via grants, contracts, and cooperative agreements with universities and nonprofit groups, Fix told Monson. She pointed listeners to the nonprofit intermediary structure. It does not go directly to automakers to install these systems in cars. It is going to be run through research groups. Fix cited a cumulative Datis federal total of over $100 million, a figure close to the $91.7 million USA spending total but not identical to it. She named Representative Massie first among the lawmakers she said had tried to unfund the program and also cited Representative Byron Donalds and a representative out of Pennsylvania, an apparent reference to Representative Scott Perry, adding that everyone has tried. On what it means. The structural conflict is on the face of the contract. Federal taxpayers pay NHTSA. NHTSA pays the Automotive Coalition for Traffic Safety. ACTS is funded and governed by the automakers. The same automakers are the regulated parties under the rule NHTSA is still writing. The program is structured as a public-private partnership. The 2013 Department of Transportation announcement extending the cooperative agreement stated that NHTSA and ACTS are contributing a combined total of $6,539,400 during the first year of the extension, indicating industry matching contributions on top of the federal total. With the first statutory deadline missed and the extension clock running toward November 2027, the next political marker will be whether the House revisits the Massie language in the next appropriations cycle. And now, Kim's perspective. The same companies that will be forced to install this technology are also the financial sponsors of the nonprofit hired to develop it. Call it what it is. A public subsidy with a mandate attached, routed through a trade association shell that lets the regulated industry collect the research dollars. The House had a clean chance to pull the plug in January and chose not to. NHTSA has already missed the deadline Congress set, admitted its own censors do not meet the statutory definition of passive, and is now running out the extension clock toward November 2027. Anyone who cares about property rights in a car they paid for should be watching the next appropriations vote. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.